Well, at last again, it's Douglas and Dean's turn to do a tune. I'd like to say something about this. Everybody that knows we come from the Ozarks, you know, they always think, oh, you bunch of hillbillies, because they know, you know, we have privies and stuff back home. And I'm going to tell you something. Back in England, they used to have what was called a privy councillor. And they thought a lot of him, because he was a guy who, you know, sat around the privy a lot and thought and made decisions, I suppose. Yeah, I can't think where they'd get a name like that. And back home, that happened a lot. You know, the privy was sort of a cultural center around our house, because we had it papered on the inside with old newspapers from like 1924. And you could always run out there and see how much it'd cost you to buy a 1924 Hudson Terraplane. Thanks. It's fascinating. A lot of people think we use the catalog in the privy, which is, of course, that's a little Abner type thing. We never used the catalog in the privy at home. It was too good at reading around the house. We used to pour through it on winter nights when snow was on the ground. Rodney, as a matter of fact, ordered three women out of the catalog one time. Was very disappointed when they just sent parts. What I started to tell you, though, was that, like, I remember this next tune. Douglas one day went dashing out to the privy with a handful of watchtowers and things. And his banjo. And when he came back, he had this song all completely arranged, and he and Dean just knocked the wadding out of this one. It's an old-timer called the Dixie Breakdown. Let me tune just a little. Got a chore you'd loan me.